Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason, and I have a pretty cool episode scheduled for today. This one won't be as long as previous ones. We should probably be able to get in and out pretty fast. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way and we will get this knocked out. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can also catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Please like, comment, subscribe, share. My YouTube channel is kind of going renovations right now because I don't know what is and isn't acceptable by YouTube. Apparently, they didn't like all my AI art videos, so I had to get rid of those. In the ever-long quest for monetization and good stuff like that, I may have to get rid of superhero memes on there, but I do post them every day on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. I also post them on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. So like, comment, subscribe, share if you have any kind of questions, critiques, interesting tidbits that I may have missed, or if you have requests for future episodes, let me know. Or if you have ideas for ways to handle characters that I didn't cover, let me know what you think. We can have a conversation. YouTube is absolutely the best way to reach out to me, but I am available via DM. And like I said, you can email me. You can email me at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, before I get into voodoo, let's talk about a superhero fun fact. Spawn creator Todd McFarlane started the concept for Spawn when he was just 16 years old. He took the character as his main focus when he left Marvel Comics, starting up Image Comics. And speaking of Image Comics, that is where Voodoo got her start from. Her real name is Priscilla Kitane, and Priscilla was a exotic dancer, so to speak, before being rescued by the Wildcats from the Demonites. Now, the Demonites were these weird alien, kind of like what the X-Men have with the Brood. Basically, if you want to look at the Wildcats, just take any X-Men team or Justice League or Avengers and just superimpose them. It's pretty much back in the 90s, they all kind of melded into one. The Brood and the Demonites, seemingly, they seem like the same thing, at least visually. You know, it's just, it was all kind of, let's do the same story with the different characters. But they say Voodoo from the Demonites. Voodoo had a gift called the Sight, allowing her to perceive if a person was possessed by a Demonite and being able to separate Demonites from the bodies they were possessing, which made her very important to both the Demonites and the Wildcats. Voodoo joined the Wildcats and revealed even greater powers such as telepathy and the ability to develop animal-like traits such as sprouting claws from her fingertips, and she was later trained by Zealot in the martial arts of the Coda and developed an attraction towards Spartan. Now, Zealot, we have also done a deep dive on her because she transitioned over to the DC Universe later as well. I suggest you check it out. She's an awesome character. She's kind of like Wonder Woman-esque. Maybe, or close to it, I guess. Okay, so Voodoo's Demonite ancestry was not revealed until she entered into a coma after being shot. Void, who was like their Charles Xavier, she entered in her mind through a computer, and it was revealed that one of her ancestors, a Cherubim, was possessed by a Demonite. When the Wildcats traveled to Kara, the home planet of the Cherubim, that sounds right, that makes sense. Voodoo was separated from her friends because of her Demonite heritage. She was relocated to a Demonite ghetto, because I guess every place has to have a ghetto, right? Every place has to have a project. It's Oh, goodness. Okay, and discovered that the war between the Kara and the Demonites had been over for centuries. More importantly, she discovered that most Demonites were not as evil as she was led to believe. The Demonites on Earth were all highly fanatical soldiers, but on Kira, the Demonites were citizens. She managed to find the other Wildcats and confronted Zealot, who shamed her as being of an inferior race in front of the Coda Sisterhood. Voodoo became disgusted with the Kirans and renounced Zealot, her former teacher. Despite this, she then helped the Wildcats to stop an assassination attempt on Zealot, and she too turned away from Kira. The Wildcats returned to Earth, but Voodoo could not forget Kira and Zealot's behavior. Disappointed by her life as a superhero, she left the Wildcats. So I love it when they're like, disappointed with her life as a superhero. You're a freaking superhero. I guarantee you, your worst day of being a superhero is still probably better than your best day of working at McDonald's, right? I mean, can I get an amen? Oh my goodness. Anyways, Priscilla moved to New Orleans to return to exotic dancing. How are you going from being a super... Never mind. Okay, so she quit being a superhero, went back so she can earn, so she could be a dancer. And I'm not downing that profession, but that's quite a jump. But as she arrived, she met two men, Carrie Ford and Adabon. Carrie Ford took Voodoo to the Midnight Lounge, where the owner, Christian Charles, offered her his job as one of his dancers, had disappeared. She had become friends with Purity, another dancer, and needing a place to stay, Adabon took her to a hotel, the Royale, where she met Frida, a former Woman of the Night, and Saturday, a former hitman. These three later revealed themselves as Ezruli, Papa Legba, and Baron Samedi. Who are these characters? I have no idea, because Wildcats was not one of my favorite comics growing up. The characters were cool. Comics were not my thing back then. It was just really hard to get into them. But anyways. All right. Soon it became clear that Christian Charles had been murdering his dancers to bathe in their blood, an arcane ritual to resurrect his dead father, a dark magician. Christian had help from Carrie Four, who was, in reality, Mate Carrefour. Wait, are you serious? Like, okay, so they have a historical character named Mate Carrefour, who wants to go under the alias Carrie Four. That's like that whole joke about Shang-Chi, like, you know, his name was Shang and he went by Sean. That's kind of how it feels. Am I wrong here? Let me know. But anyways, Priscilla and Lieutenant David Dove, the police officer investigating the murders, arrive in time to save Purity, but Christian had absorbed enough blood to summon his dead father. Priscilla faced him and channeled Ezruli. Despite all their power, Christian and his father could not resist her dance. Oh, okay. And Priscilla lured him back to the Royale. I guess if you've been dead for a while and you're coming back, you might have some urges that you need to get taken care of. You're like, give me half an hour. And then you see this lady dancing. I guess is she Lord of the Dance at this point? It was the 90s. All right. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's see here. Inside the Royale, Baron Samedi, Ezruli, and Papa Legba waited for Christian and his father, telling them that they disturbed the balance. The three pointed the Charles towards a door where they faced Damballa, causing the Royale to explode. The experience made Priscilla decide to learn more about voodoo magic, and she became an apprentice to a mambo. Several months later, she briefly rejoined the Wildcats but left again when the team disbanded following Zealot's apparent death. She moved in with Dr. Jeremy Stone, but despite her attempts to get closer to him, he often locked himself up in his lab. Unknown to Priscilla, Jeremy had fallen in love with her and was developing a method to remove the demonite genes from her. Because that's what you do when you love someone, right? You change them. Sorry. Voodoo had no direction in her life at this time, except to the stage. But a demonite disguised as an elderly man followed her around. Priscilla was given a credit card from the Halo Corporation under the name Marlowe. While tracking this credit card, Voodoo was attacked by a serial killer named Samuel Smith, who was trying to kill Jacob Marlowe and all his relatives. It turned out that Jacob had defeated Smith's grandfather, a criminal with superhuman powers, and now Samuel wanted revenge. He surprised her, surprise, and his powers seriously injured her, separating her legs from her body and injuring her throat. Spartan, now Jack Marlowe, and Grifter took down Smith later. Grifter also convinced Jeremy that his plan to heal Voodoo from her demonite side might not be welcome at all by Voodoo. While she was treated in the hospital, she amazed the medical staff by how quickly she recovered from her throat injuries. She quickly grew annoyed by the medical staff until she noticed a demonite among them. Soon afterwards, the demonite confronted her, and he told her that he was not an enemy, but a rare conscientious objector among the demonite military, that she should see him as her grandfather. He instructed her in the proper use of her demonite powers of time manipulation and regeneration, and within several hours, Voodoo had regrown her legs. Before leaving, he also convinced Priscilla to start a relationship with Jeremy. This relationship has ended recently, an aspect of her telepathic powers as they increase with physical intimacy. And Voodoo's willingness to be intimate with other men to use them was, despite his protests, not something with which Jeremy could cope. Yeah, he didn't want to be a cuck, right? Like, that's just not his thing. Some people it may be, and if it is your thing, cool. You know, not his thing. The breakup fight was ended when Priscilla intentionally angered him to the point that he grew in size. Like, what grew in size? I don't know. With the resulting loss of intellect that comes from his size growth, he forgot they were fighting, and she took the opportunity to leave. And this was as of Worldstorm number 2. Oh my gosh. There's not a lot left to this. Like, this is kind of crazy. When DC Comics character Captain Atom was stranded in the Wildstorm reality, Voodoo and the other Wildcats were sent to capture him. Voodoo displayed magnetic abilities that allowed her to control the metal in his uniform and even disrupt the flow of iron in his bloodstream. However, when she attempted to use her telepathy to probe his mind, he connected her brain to all of the information in the world, which overloaded her mind and rendered her unconscious. No longer a superhero, Priscilla Katane is, at the start of this series, once again a dancer. Now dancing for oil sheiks and billionaires. Because she does have that hypnotic dance, right? She's got power in the hips. However, despite her telling Hadrian that it had been years since they were superheroes together, it was clear that their former passion was not dimmed, and they ended up in bed together. She now appears to be an employee of the Halo Corporation once more, with Hadrian offering to triple her current wages. Man, those are some good hips, right? Am I lying? Let me know if I'm lying. Alright, following the events of Flashpoint, Voodoo is one of the many Wildstorm characters who were brought over to the mainstream DC Universe, with her entire history now rewritten. In her DC Universe iteration, Priscilla Katane, is a human-demonite hybrid who works as a demonite spy, using her shape-shifting abilities and limited telepathy to blend in with humans and learn intelligence about metahumans and other possible threats to the demonites. Priscilla works undercover as a dancer under the alias Voodoo. It is eventually revealed that Priscilla was born a human, but was abducted and genetically engineered into a demonite half-breed after a fire killed her mother. Man, come on. Like, this is a lot. Further complicating her identity issues, Voodoo learns that she is a clone of the real Priscilla Kitaen, who has been held captive by Voodoo's pursuers, the Black Razors, for several months. Upon learning this, Voodoo takes aggressive action against the Demonite High Council, but is persuaded to stop her attack when she is offered a higher ranking position that would put her in charge of all Earthbound Demonite clone forces. This is terrible writing. This is terrible writing. They have totally taken this character that's got such a convoluted past that was not very well written to begin with and really just messed it up. That's my opinion. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can catch me, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me online on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive, and you catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can like, comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell, put in requests for future episodes. Do you like this character? Do you not like the character? What stories would you put her in? What would you change? All that good stuff. Like, what kind of treatment does this character need? Because right now, the only consistent part about them is they're dancing, right? Let me get into her powers. Alright, in the Wildstorm universe, Voodoo is a telepathic human-carabim hybrid with demonite ancestry and possesses the sight, the ability to see demonites who have possessed humans. Along with this, she can use her powers to separate demonites from their host and has shown the ability to do this to other organisms that have been bonded. She can read and manipulate the thoughts and emotions of others, and even shut off people's minds. Her powers increase proportionate to physical intimacy, enabling her greater ability to psychically manipulate and read others. Early on, she was able to shapeshift into a humanoid wolf-like state, complete with fur and claws, and in this state, her personality became savage and feral. Later, this power was changed so that she shifted into a demonite form. An elderly demonite appeared to her and taught her to use her hidden powers of regeneration and time manipulation. Zealot has also trained her in the martial arts of the Coda, and she was also mentored in the use of voodoo magic by a high voodoo priestess. So what got me was, she is a dancer, and her powers grow to where she can manipulate the thoughts and emotions of others with physical intimacy. So, I'm sorry if this is crass, but if she is giving a lap dance to someone, can she get more money? Is that why she's doing this? I'm just wondering. And would that lap dance be worth it? I've never been to one of those establishments. I don't know how it all goes, but yeah. All right. Voodoo has also displayed the power to control magnetic fields and can move and manipulate ferrous metals with her mind. She can control the trace amounts of iron in a person's bloodstream. And in the New 52 reality, because she is a demonite-human hybrid, her powers have changed. Voodoo lost the sight, regeneration, magnetic, and magical powers, but she does have shape-shifting and telepathy powers, and the production of projectile quills and the secretion of poison. Her shape-shifting powers also allow her to copy humans or animals that she's touched, and the creation of wings and weapons like a spear. Also, her shape-shifting has been used to provide a limited form of camouflage, as she can take on the colors of other objects which she might be standing in front of. Voodoo now has limited mind-reading capabilities. However, she is unable to control her own mind when she uses these abilities, thus leaving herself vulnerable to counter telepathy. She also has the ability to survive in harsh environments, as seen when she functions in the environment of Europa, which is the moon of Jupiter, without any form of protection. The Demon Knights in the New 52 have trained her in hand-to-hand combat and in espionage. So, yeah, powers are kind of a little bit over, all over the place, right? Like, they're not, there's just not a whole lot of consistency. Fun facts, in the short-lived Wildcats animated cartoon, Voodoo was portrayed as a somewhat naive teenager rather than an exotic dancer. That's a smart move. The cartoon, the artwork wasn't as good as the comic, but I think that the cartoon was better overall, in an overall sense, than the comic was. But, She also has telekinesis on top of other facets in series. Voodoo was voiced by Canadian actress Ruth Marshall. And a Voodoo figure from Playmates Toys was released in 1995. So she does have a toy. In fact, you know what? We're going on a field trip, guys. Field trip time. I think the Wildcats cartoon is on the tube of U's. Let me see here. There is Wildcats episodes from OGGONE. OG One has the Wildcats episodes. That's awesome. They also have a video game on the Super NES. So that's pretty cool. And Wildcats cartoon is not to be confused with Wildcats, the jet fighting kitty cat team. So, you know, fun facts. All right. So what do you guys think? It's kind of crazy, right? There's just not a lot of consistency. And I think that's my biggest gripe out of the whole thing, is just the lack of consistency. But let me give my final thoughts so we can kind of wrap this up with a nice bow. Voodoo, she was such a cool character back in the day, mainly because of her struggles that she had to deal with. Like, if you don't have judgments against exotic dancers, then you either know people that do, or you may have experienced those judgments for yourself. You know, it's one of three aspects. But either way, it's demoralizing. And then having this, like, extra powers and trying to cope with all that stuff adds a whole different element. So the backstory with her, I kind of dig, because it's unique. You're not seeing a lot of other superheroes having to deal with that kind of backstory, with that kind of life. You know, and let's be honest, I am sure that there are good people in that lifestyle, but I'm also positive that there are bad people in that lifestyle. So there's a lot of things that you're dealing with. But you know, I would love to see her in her old Image Comics power set instead of the DC one. The DC one, it was just, she had already been established, and it was really hard to just kind of revamp. So let's keep her old Image Comics power set and see a whole new universe series based on her. And I would want to see something with a bit of realism, almost like that movie Brightburn. You know, if you don't know Brightburn was this movie that was basically, what if Superman, when he came down to Earth and crash landed, what if he wasn't a good kid? Like, not what if he was raised wrong. He was still raised well. But what if he was just a bad kid? Like, he's just like, I got these powers, I'm not gonna put up with anything from anyone. You know, like, so he goes crazy. So let's put her in that kind of universe. You know? But with her being affected and realizing her powers, when someone like the Brightburn kid would show up, you know? Like she was there first. Groot, like, she could have been, like, the first of that alien race, basically. But maybe not that particular race. But she grew up underprivileged, or unprivileged, and forced to do what she could to survive. You know, and that leads her to, like, exotic dancing and whatnot. So basically, and, you know, doing what she could. And then this kid starts making news because of his Superman powers and psychotic nature, and it kind of triggers something in her. Like, turns out she's an alien too, but maybe from a different part of that same planet. So her abilities may be a bit different. You know, there's no reason. We have lots of different creatures on our planet. We, you know, we have humans, we have different animals, and they're all slightly different, right? So what if it's like that? Like, what if the area that her species, her particular alien race is from has slightly different abilities, which is that telepathic ability and, you know, magnetism and stuff like that. Like, all that kind of good stuff. Controlling emotions. It's not a purely physical thing. You know, her abilities are a bit different. But anyways, they have a natural hatred for each other. Because it's almost like they're opposite sides of a magnet. Like, you know, they aren't attracted like magnets would. They actually push against each other. So it has to, in one way or another, it has to play out the way it does. So when he starts showing his powers, hers start to show as well. Kind of like, you know, that movie Hancock, basically, when Will Smith and Charlize Theron, when they get close to each other, their powers manifest. They're only calm when they're apart from each other. Something like maybe that. But it all goes out from there. So what do you think? Like, would this work? It's got a bit of realism to it, a bit of horror, superhero stuff. Who would you cast in something like this? Would you go with the kind of... Voodoo has kind of like an exotic look to her. So would you go with that? Would you go with something a little bit different? I don't know. Because there's so many aspects that this could play out with. But I'm personally thinking of a movie with a mix of Hancock and... because Hancock, for as much as it was, you know, Will Smith dealing with, you know, being a superhero, being alone and all this stuff, it had its emotional points, but overall it was really lighthearted. You know, they're upset when Will Smith and Charlize Theron are near each other, and then they have to kind of reconcile, but that's what happens. So we're taking very loosely based on that, but we're going to add a little bit of realism, darkness with that Brightburn stuff. But what do you think? Like, could something like that work? And who would you cast? Would you keep that one kid from Brightburn that's kind of crazy? I'm sure he's a bit older now. So, you know, where do we go from there? But fun fact about the Brightburn movie, it actually had Dwight Schrute from... The Office, like that actor Rainn Wilson, he was in a movie called Super, I think, as the Crimson Bolt, and he was in one of the end credit scenes. So check it out. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, I would love to know what you guys think, because this is such a strange character to work with that it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult to get a handle on. But I think that's going to do it for me. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you next week. Please help me grow my channel. We'll be great together. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.